This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, September 26th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Daly. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced yesterday that the USDA and Department of Justice would be ramping up oversight into farmer costs. National Corn Growers Association President Ken Hartman says the combination of low crop prices and high input costs is wreaking havoc on corn farmers nationwide.
Our action teams have talked about how we need to look at the input costs because, frankly, that's where a lot of our problems are right now in agriculture is the inflation factor. When you start looking at what has happened, everything keeps going up, but yet our prices keep going down. So we have been very strongly concerned with input costs, and we've created our own task force that we're going to start looking into these things.
Ag Secretary Rollins made the official announcement yesterday at the AgriPulse Outlook Forum.
To protect American farmers and ranchers from the burdens imposed by a high and volatile input costs such as feed, fertilizer, fuel, seed, equipment, and other essential goods while ensuring competitive supply chains, lowering consumer prices, and the resilience of U.S. agriculture and the food supply. The Antitrust Division of DOJ will work hand in hand with USDA effective immediately to take a hard look and scrutinize competitive conditions in the agricultural marketplace, including antitrust enforcement that promotes free market competition. Farmers have enough challenges to deal with. Sky-high input prices should not be one of them.
Hartman says they met with Secretary Rollins earlier this week, and they're pleased with the government's actions.
I think they have had concerns with us for a while, and I think we just, in our meeting on Tuesday, just reinforced how important that was. And she did tell us in that meeting that they have some concerns. So we're very happy that they're proceeding forward with that.
Okay. Shifting crops, Mike Steenhoke with the Soy Transportation Coalition says the lack of export sales to China is impacting soybean movement this fall.
Those areas of the country where there tends to be more of a gravitational pull to have those soybeans go to the Chinese market, areas like North Dakota is a classic example. All of a sudden, you're going to have to find new locations for those soybeans, and that means sometimes a different supply chain alternative. So, yeah, a lot of disarray right now, and unfortunately, with each passing day, the problem gets more acute.
Steenhoek says the market is pulling supplies south, and it's experiencing its own set of challenges.
We're seeing more of a pull for having soybeans go toward the river, whether that's maybe railing it to a place like St. Louis and then put onto a barge or a lot, that draw area from the river extending further and further out. The problem is that you have a Mississippi River that's once again experiencing low water conditions. So when you've got a lot of these challenges already, what you would like is for your supply chain to be operating at full throttle. You would like to be able to say, well, maybe we're having problems with our exports, but at least our supply chain is operating and firing on all cylinders. And unfortunately, that is not occurring.
Steenhoek says soybean farmers are sharing some of the cost of investment with the Anderson Group at the Port of Houston for good reason.
We need to find new opportunities to export soybean meal, and we need to have an infrastructure that can accommodate that. The need to diversify our supply chain, given the fact that, again, we've got four consecutive years of low water on the Mississippi River. The river will always be important to our industry, but we do need to diversify to other supply chain options. The need to diversify our international customers with the lack of sales to China. We need to find a number of new base hit marketing opportunities.
Steenhoek says soybean farmers presented a check for $275,000 earlier this week to the Anderson Group. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.